All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dearly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we love you today. Lord, we love you. And we thank you. And we glorify your name, Lord, because God, you're good. And your mercy endureth forever. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you're God, and we acknowledge that you are the one and true and only God. We thank you that you have no equal. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives. We thank you that we've been delivered and set free, that we can walk in light and no longer walk in darkness. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, we honor you, and we shout hallelujah, 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 because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, I praise and I magnify your name. God, you're good, and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, I praise you. I worship you, Lord, and I glorify your name, and I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for the healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity. In the name of Yeshua, God, I thank you for granting healing. God, I thank you for releasing the gifts of healing, manifesting in the lives of the people that have the gifts. God, may they be activated and begin to flow in these gifts of healing. In Yeshua's mighty name, God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for healing. Cancer of the esophagus being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that. Yes, yes, yes. God, those that have been struggling with vision impairments, God, I thank you for clear eyesight in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless you. Whew. Lord, I bless you. God, I bless you, and I bless you, I bless you. Father, I thank you. Yeah, Lord, thank you for the healing miracle. Thank you for the healing miracle. Thank you for healing that baby. Thank you for healing that child that was diagnosed with the rare form of leukemia. God, I thank you for that healing manifesting itself right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing gout. Thank you for gout being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory. And Lord, I pray that your blessing will be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. We thank God for His love, His mercy, and His grace. Whew, man, saints. God is good. Oh, God is good. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. You know, God is good. God is good. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua, the Messiah, is imminent. You're going to hear me say it over and over again. We are in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Saints, we got to press our way in to seek the kingdom of God as never before. To those that are listening for the first time, I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you with no sugar added. As we walk through the scriptures and the word of God, please allow the spirit of God to speak to you. And if you struggle with something that I say, I'm giving you chapter and verse. I add my little nickel and my little dime here and there. But I basically give you the word of God. And then you have to decide whether or not you want to embrace it and receive it as the word of God. But I just want you to know that God loves you and God has a plan and a purpose for you. There are some individuals out there right now, you're listening and tuning in, and you've been contemplating suicide. And I bind that spirit of suicide that it would not be able to take your life. The pressures of life have gotten so overwhelming, and the devil has lied to you and told you that you're better off dead. That is a lie from the pit of hell, and we bind that spirit right now, that lying, deceiving spirit. You will live and not die, and you will declare the works of the Lord. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, a plan and purpose. You experienced some serious childhood trauma, and it has tormented you day and night. There are things that were done to you that you have never even spoken about. And now you've reached a stage to where the enemy wants to steal your life. And today, we say, no, he can't have you. Satan and his minions cannot have you. You will live and not die. And we break its power over your life. I break the power of oppression over your life. I break the power of depression over your life. I command those demonic spirits to leave you now in the name of Yeshua. Go in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for life. Thank you for life. Thank you for life. Yes, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Whew. God, you're good, and your mercy endure forever. Yeah, God is getting there as a person, even out there listening, and God is getting ready to elevate you to a position of a promotion, a status, one that you did not expect, and it's coming quickly. Know that when the door opens and it manifests, it's your Heavenly Father blessing you, as we were discussing last week when God appeared to Solomon and he asked Solomon, what do you want? And God, Solomon asked for wisdom and knowledge to lead the people of God. And a lot of times we have an opinion that I don't think I'm ready. I don't think I'm qualified for this, that, or the other. When God gets ready to promote you, he promotes you, and he has a divine purpose for putting you in that position of status and power. It's going to be an elevated position of power and status, and you're going to be able to impact the lives of people in a positive manner, in a positive way. So receive it. It was not something that you sought after. It was going to be given to you because God says, you are my servant. I am well pleased. He says, if you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you a ruler over many. Get ready to receive the phone call. And when it comes, you will know, oh my God, you did it. God, you did it. God, you did it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as a person out there, listen, you've been alienated from family. And God is going to move on the hearts of these individuals that have done you wrong to reach out to you. And they're going to repent, and they're going to ask for forgiveness. And I hear the Lord say, forgive them and receive their forgiveness because he has been dealing with them. Yes, he says, receive it, receive it, receive it. Not that you will become this great family again or anything like that, but they need your forgiveness. They need to know that you have forgiven them. They've been given over to the torment. They've been tormented. And you have felt isolated, and you've been felt that you've been left alone. But God says you've never been alone because he's with you. He's always been with you and will continue to be with you. And as you receive their repentance, God is going to open up a door, and God's going to bless you with a blessing that will overwhelm you. It will overtake you. And you're going to be like, oh, God, thank you. You know, when Job prayed for his friends, not only did they get healed, but then God blessed him with double. And God is going to move on you to pray for some individuals. And as you're obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and as you begin to pray, by the time you finish praying, manifest blessings are going to begin to occur. At the conclusion of your prayer, there's going to be doors open, deliverance comes, healing comes, and that's the word of the Lord to you. Hallelujah. And there's a young man listening, and the Lord says, you walk in his power and his authority, and he's giving you these gifts and these abilities. And as you move forward in seeking his face and seeking his kingdom, you're going to see testimonies of healing and deliverance manifesting. And he says he's going to give you a vision to write the book. And as you write the book, the contents is going to be used to be a blessing not only to those that read it, but even to you yourself, because you will look back and see, wow, God, you allowed me to go through all of this so I can write this book that will be a blessing to those that will read it. And this is the word of the Lord to you, young man. Go forth, be strong, and stand in the power of his might, because the Lord is with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there's a young lady listening, and God says, you've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. He's going to visit you with his power and with his glory. And he's going to give you the desires of your heart, because you have sought him and you have petitions before him. And you say, God, if I could just have this, and if I could just do this and do that. He says, receive it. He says, receive it. It's at the door. And you will have a testimony to share with many, because this is the word of the Lord. Oh, God, good. Thank you, Lord. Okay, saints. Like I said, I'm not the typical radio preacher. When the Spirit of God moves on me to prophesy, I prophesy. Oh, by the way, that's for those that don't know, that's the gift of prophecy. He had me prophesying. And so we will get into to the word of God now. Yes. We were talking about when God shows up, and if God were to show up and ask you, what can I give you? What would you say? And that's a question. There are so many things that you could say. You know, I've often contemplated that question in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 when God showed up to Solomon. And you heard me say this, and we got to get to the point that when God speaks, it's a wrap. Maybe that's the title of the book I need to write. It says, in 2 Chronicles 1:7, it says, and that night God did appear unto Solomon and asked unto him, ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said unto God, you shown mercy unto David. God said, you can ask for whatever you want. But see, God already knew what was in his heart. You know. And he said, now, Lord God, let your promise unto David, my father, be established. For you have made him king over people like the dust of the earth and the multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come before this people. For who can judge this people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because youth was in your heart, and you have not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet has asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge, highlight this, is granted unto you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there be after thee have like. He said, you know what, God said? I'm going to give you something you didn't ask for. See, when we begin to pray unselfish prayers, it's amazing what God will do. Because a lot of times people get in their prayer class, it's all about me, 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 gimme, 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 gimme. And he said, no, God, you've given me an assignment. And God, I need wisdom how to go in and out. I need enough wisdom how to lead these people. And God said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you what you didn't ask for. This is the God that we serve, saints. We serve a God of abundance. We serve a God of overflow. And so God blessed him. God blessed him. And just as you have been faithful, God is going to bless you. There's a person out there, you've been listening, and God has had you. You have a giving ministry, and you have the gift of giving. And the enemy has done all that he can to keep large amounts of income and money coming your way. Because when God speaks to you, you give. That season of lack and insufficiency is over. the wealth is coming. It's going to begin to manifest so you can fulfill that ministry. The Lord is going to speak to you, and he's going to give you specific instructions on what to do to generate more wealth. There are going to be people that God is going to touch to move on them to bless you financially. Unexpected financial blessings and favor is going to begin to flow to you, because I hear the Lord saying you have been found faithful, and he know what is in your heart. He knows the desire of the things that you want to accomplish to be a blessing to other people. And he says, from this day forward, you will begin to walk in the abundance and the overflow. You will begin to walk in the abundance and the overflow. And money shall come from the north, south, east, and the west. God is going to give you a revelation that's going to open up doors for you. And you're going to begin to pray, prophesy, and declare the word of the Lord. And your obedience and faithfulness is going to be a result of you being in the presence of God and knowing that God is God. You're going to receive unexpected blessings, money, and other items and things coming from those that you don't know. He is even going to move on your enemies to bless you. And when it comes, he says, receive it, because he has moved on their heart to do so. And this is the word of the Lord to you. Trials and afflictions are coming to an end because you've been found faithful. This is a season to rejoice. This is a season to give God praise. This is a season to give him glory. He says, look to him, because he is your source. He is your strength. He is your healer. He is your deliverer. He is your God. And you've been found faithful. 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 And that is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so here, back to 2 Chronicles 7. After, and like I said, when you're looking at the scripture, saints, you're looking at, I know some of you probably said, what in the world? When I tell you I'm not a typical radio preacher, I'm just a yielded vessel. It says in verse 11, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make unto the house of the Lord. And in his house he prospered effectively. So God allowed him not only to build the Lord's house, but God let him build his house. And Solomon built him a big, beautiful, magnificent home. And you've heard me say this. God does not have a problem with you living in a beautiful home, driving a nice car, and all those things like that. It is long as those things are not becoming idol to you, that you don't begin to bow down and worship them. And it says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. And he said to him, I have heard your prayer. Now, when he sent the lightning, that was a confirmation that he heard the prayer. But God says, I'm going to make an appearance. The Lord says, I'm going to make an appearance because I want him to understand where I'm at with this. He says, I've heard your prayer. And I have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. He said, you know what? Yes, I accept it. Man, when God accepts something from you, and God said, okay, we good. You add, this is what your petition is? We good. Here it is. Here's the covenant. And he says, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. By the way, God is in control of the climate. Let me stop. God says, if I shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For I now have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and thee according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of your kingdom according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee that a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will pluck them up out of the roots, out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house which is high shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land, unto this house? And it shall be replied, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on the other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore he brought all this evil upon them. There is so much to go into this right here. God says, okay, I heard you. And here's what happened. And he says, if I bring these things, if I decree these things, he says, if you call by my name, and we are called by his name as his sons and daughters in Christ, he said, the first thing to do to experience revival, to experience restoration and deliverance, is to humble yourselves and pray. Whew, man. I remember sharing this scripture with an individual who had got into some trouble, some legal trouble. And I say, this is the prayer that I pray when things are jumping off and going on and I don't know what's taking place. God says, I'm going to humble. He said, you got to humble yourself. And God says, seek the face of God and turn from your wicked ways. And God says, when you do all of those things, I'm going to hear from heaven. I'm going to forgive the sin, and I'm going to heal the land, the air that you're living in, whatever is taking place in your atmosphere. God says, if you humble yourself, pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, twisted ways, the things that you're doing. God says, I will heal your land. We serve a God of healing. We serve a God of deliverance. We serve a God of restoration. If we can just come in alignment with God's word as his people and humble ourselves and pray, say, God, I'm going to seek you. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to turn away from any and all things that would hinder me from walking in a closer relationship with you. Why, God? Because I want to experience your power and your glory, because you are my God. Saints, pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands you to do so. Pray for your families, your loved ones, that their hearts would be open. If the Spirit of God moves you to bless the ministry financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Know that Yeshua is Lord and his return is imminent. We love you. We love you. We love you. Pray that the power and the presence of God will be manifest in the lives of your people. I love you. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.